Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Yo.
With Jim Jim and Nobby.
What's up there, fruitcakes? How are we all today?
All right, all right.
You good?
Yep, I'm good.
Took a sneaky Monday off.
I'm starving. Oh yeah, I might have to take a sneaky Tuesday next week off for the
That's
bank holiday.
No problem at all, yeah.
I have to do something.
What do you have to do?
Someone has a, there's a day off or something that, have they not had enough days off?
Okay, and so you're taking the day for the crack?
That's not for the crack. I have to babysit.
That's not babysitting if it's your own children. How many
you'd
times?
Say that. I knew you fell right for it.
But you don't babysit. You're parenting. You're going to spend some quality time, some QT with the kids. Oh yeah.
Well, this is the problem now. As certain people, because it's all well for you going back into work. I've been going back into work. The problem is when other people are now returning on a phased basis sometimes to an empty office.
I get it.
Yeah, and I have to waste the day's annual leave.
Well, it's not a waste of a day.
Babysitting.
Yesterday I didn't do anything, but I just fancied a Monday.
Did you not go looking at stones or something, no?
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up here. It was fairly dull. Yeah, I went looking at stones.
You used to get stoned.
I didn't, actually. I never inhaled. I went to see some stone, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it very clever? They have it outdoors.
Yeah.
Like a park, you know? And you like they've all the different.
Well, you
stone.
Want to see it in the natural light.
Yeah, it's very clever.
There's no point putting fancy colours on your tiles.
No, and they have all different walls, and there's just like loads of different walls, and it's like, oh, I like that wall, I don't like that wall, I like that stone. So that's what I did, yeah.
No, that's crazy. You found the stone. Your next problem, or anyone who's listening to this, if you've been trying to get anything done to your gaff, your apartment, your ma's gaff, everyone is flat out for the next 12 weeks, and you can't even play golf because it's all booked out.
Yeah, I got ghosted by one guy. He said he was going to come and have a look. And then I get a text going, hi, Jim, I can't come today, but I might come some Saturday. I was like, all right, it's not you, it's me, is it?
I personally recommend it. There's nothing worse than anything about it. I've actually, there's tradespeople that I have used now, and someone will know I've used them because they'll either see something or I saw this thing you put on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm now not recommending tradespeople anywhere. I'm sorry, tradespeople, because
they're too busy.
When they ghost someone you've recommended, you look like the twat.
Yeah. Well, I don't mind. They're very busy. Just say you're busy.
And it's a bit embarrassing then because
it's the same as dating. It's like, do you want to go for a drink?
Yeah.
Yes. If somebody sent me a text, I can't go for a drink with you tomorrow, but I might come some Saturday. I'd probably cross the name out of my little black book.
Or imagine like a blind date, right? So Siobhan has a mate called Caroline, and Caroline's single, and Siobhan is not, but she knows David's boyfriend called.
Is she cute?
Yeah, okay. Gorgeous. She knows David's her boyfriend, but David has a mate who's single, right? And Siobhan sets Caroline up, and they go on a date, and he turns out to be an absolute weirdo.
Yeah.
Siobhan or Caroline, I can't remember who I started with. They're going to feel awkward. But they didn't know.
It goes for anything. It goes for dating, or it goes for, I know there's a butcher's that I really like, and I recommended to someone, and they came back and said, I didn't really like that. And then I recommended Your Honor, and the listener said, yeah, hey, no, the ending was terrible. Thanks a million, Jim. It's like, I'm not responsible for what you like.
Have a look at the credits there on Your Honor. I think you'll find your name is not in there, so it's not his fault.
But all I can do is recommend stuff that I like. If you don't like it, that's your own business. You don't have to come back to me with your feedback.
Yeah, you especially don't have to come back with your feedback. So, similar happened to me with Frank of Ireland.
Yeah.
Well, don't waste your time. But, well, clearly I'm enjoying my time spending because I'm recommending it.
So
you don't need
weird.
To reply to me and tell me don't waste your time.
It's funny and weird.
I wasn't saying if I'd said has anyone seen Frank of Ireland, is it any good, then you could say don't waste your time. Mm. If I say this is really good, watch it, I don't need a DM that says I wouldn't waste your time.
There's 2 hours of my life I won't get back.
And you know what else, if someone else sends us a message to say stop talking about Line of Duty, I'm coming around to your house.
I don't think you can threaten people like
the
that.
The point of a show like this is always evolving and it's always topical. And if there's a show that I'm really sorry that you haven't bothered your arse to watch it, although everyone else has for the last 10 years and you're still on episode 1 of season 2, I'm sorry for your troubles.
I don't think you are sorry for the troubles.
But you can't block out the rest of popular culture.
If everyone's watching it, they're going to be talking about it the next day. So we're the water cooler.
I hate to break to you, Kanye is an artist and he's got runners called Yeezys. We might talk with them some more as well, but I'm sorry if you haven't bought them yet. By the way, I can't believe a bear has went for over a million. What the hell?
1.5 million.
Like, runners smell like cat's whiz after a while. And I'm sure Kanye's
He would have worn them the once.
Yeah.
People are into the sneakers.
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, it's a big thing.
They have them on the wall and, you know, it's...
I don't have a problem with that.
I don't get it, but people who are into it are really into it. Like, they keep them nice and fresh.
It's the madness of spending over a million on Kanye's pair. Like, if he wore them to a ceremony, an Oscars, he wore them somewhere cool, he's going to the same urinals as the rest of us.
He's definitely not going to... If you're wearing some Yeezys, you're going to be making sure that you're going over a wall. There's no way. There's no way you're dribbling on those things.
Yeah.
No way. Or somebody else.
No.
There's nothing worse than somebody else's whiz on your shoes.
When I come home from a night out back when you could, I'd leave my shoes or my runners outside the door for a week.
Especially the places we go to.
Yeah.
Kips.
Great pubs, but usually the jacks
pubs.
Are kips.
It's usually the way it is. The better the pub, the worse the toilet.
Although I'd take anything out of this stage.
I know. For those, if only my runners were making that sticky sound on the way home.
If they could pull the pint out of the sink that only has cold water and no soap, I'd probably drink it at this stage.
Anyway, you've just entered the world of the Strawberry Alarm Clock Extra Bit.
Do you need straight teeth?
You're a bit tetchy today, aren't you?
Fit up with your braces.
You're a bit tetchy. You do talk about Line of Duty a lot, so that's why people say stop with the spoilers. But you don't really spoil anything.
We don't spoil it. We just
I haven't heard any spoilers.
Is this person this? Who do you think that is?
The only way it could be spoiled any further is if it continues more than one more episode. It is the Emperor's New Clothes.
Save
good.
Save yourself the time.
It is good. I will watch the end of it, but it is not. It is not. And I repeat, not. Underlined twice. Great. Not great. It's grand.
Yeah. I wouldn't turn it off, but I wouldn't call it amazing.
There's been no wow episode. It's like, and then 29 minutes on one scene with
no comment. No comment. No comment.
29 minutes
Very
of that.
Very brave move. Like, you've studied film back in the day.
Well, it was like, this is going on a long time.
Isn't it a brave move, though, for a writer or director to go, okay, I'm going to gamble on this. I'm going to ask people to give us 29 minutes of their time where the scene does not change.
That's a cheap move. Cheap. It costs nothing to make a scene like that.
Yeah.
A couple of cameras, scenes all blurred out in the background.
Here's another thing, right? The absolute.
It was good though. Don't get me wrong. It's good, but it's not great.
Gorgeous woman beside Joe Davidson. I can't believe I haven't mentioned this on the radio. She said nothing.
Which gorgeous woman?
Hello. She was like the girl you.
Chloe.
No.
She's very pretty.
Chloe's lovely. No. In the scene, Joe Davidson is sitting in the middle. She's got a colleague because he has a police lanyard around his head.
Oh yeah, your man, yeah.
On her right.
That's Fashnow.
He did speak.
That's Fashnow.
He's a big unit, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a footballer.
On your left.
Yeah.
You need to watch this back, baby. She's gorgeous. She said nothing.
I was too busy trying to work out what was going on.
Yeah, I know. But apart from that, watch it back.
Okay.
She's a cracker.
I've deleted it. It takes up too much space in my box.
Okay.
Record it in HD. I don't need to see that again. There's no way I'm going to
see it. Is it HD?
HD. Anyway, look, hopefully it'll be over on Sunday and we'll find out who H is and we can all move on with our lives.
Yeah, for another 18 months.
And in fairness though, the first 3 or 4 seasons were far better than this last one. Now, it must have been hard for them to film it. And I'll say it again. It's good.
See the way he goes, hi there, and he's good. It's good, yeah.
I'm in the crowd. Everyone's in the crowd going, wow, look at the Emperor's clothes. They're so beautiful. I'm standing here. I'm telling you now.
Would you stop
line of duty
me?
Is in the nip. Line of duty's all together. It's all together.
I wouldn't
it's
mind
all
seeing
together.
The woman
it's
on Joe.
It's all together.
Joe Davidson's woman on her left. I wouldn't mind seeing her in the nip.
No, you can't just start picking out random people
minutes.
Off TV and say I'd like to see them in the nip.
Absolutely gorgeous she
I'll
was.
Play that game. Anyway, luckily this show is not in the nip today for everybody listening. And we will be talking about various things, including Disney coming to Enniskerry and the RDS and some other part of Dublin, I think, as well.
Yeah,
because
it's a cool
Disenchanted
story.
Is filming here.
Very exciting for the people of Enniskerry.
A couple of actresses in it that are my favourite. I've always loved Amy Adams. I always thought she's fantastic.
Maya
Rudolph.
That was only announced today that she's going to be in it.
But like, she's like, not only do I think she's hilarious, but she loves Prince. She's in a Prince tribute band called Princess. I'd love to meet her.
And there's a good chance that McDreamy will also be in Enniskerry.
Wow. So that's proper Hollywood royalty here. And if you're going to be in the movie, best luck to you. We'll be talking about that. And many other things, including Tony will be here. We'll have, we'll talk about our friend Crossy being on Claire Byrne Live, which is just so
it's
unusual.
Very important to get the word live in there.
Yes. He was...
He wants to be a park ranger at the weekends.
Some advice if you've got a job interview coming up. And we'll pay tribute to Nessa, who played golf today, hopefully.
Ah, yeah.
Because we had her in our golf prank last week, and hopefully she did well. And lots of dishes are, it's all on the way. Welcome to Tuesday. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104, 10 past 7.
All right.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Nobel's James.
Noble.
How are you?
I'm good.
Whenever, you know, Spurs have a defeat.
It wasn't Spurs related. Although, like, it was very early in the day.
It was only a small win, anyway.
I decided I'd take a sneaky Monday, but it was very early I made the decision. I thought, like, oh yeah, I'll just see if Nobby's okay with that now. I don't want to leave him stuck. Lastminute.com type thing. And I was the idea came to me way before the Spurs match started.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry, Jim. It doesn't matter what it is in life. Work, personal, anything else. I'll never be stuck. Don't you worry.
Yeah, good man. Good man. Anyway. Yeah, so it was nice. I took a...
Oh, you get it. It's
took it the right day, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah. Bit cloudy this morning. It's all right, though. Sorry.
Come here. Oh, Happy Jays is the headline. Over 50s to get the one shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Now they say they could be under 50s might be included if they can't, if there's no other one available.
Yeah,
but you
there
know
should be though.
They're saying that this also has the very very rare blood clot thing, but it's so small that the benefits outweigh the risks.
Yeah,
should we, you know, as long as everything works out okay, should we call it the M&M? Because you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Yeah. You could do, yeah.
Yeah, there's no bad ideas in the think tank.
From Janssen or Johnson, whichever way you want to call it, Boris Johnson is in a bit of trouble at the moment, just in case you're not watching what's going on in the UK. So he allegedly told people that he would rather let coronavirus rip than impose a second lockdown because of the economic harm further restrictions would cause. And he said this last year. I don't know whether a microphone was on or he said, I did not say this and I did not
it's
say
it's come from some leak,
in that
it?
Way. But some very credible sources in the UK have said, yeah, you did. So he's having to face that at the moment.
That's outrageous. If that can be proved.
He's also said to have expressed regret about the first lockdown, comparing himself to the mayor in the film Jaws, who kept the beaches open despite the risk of shark attacks. Remember that dude?
Yeah.
No, it's fine. There's no sharks.
He looked like that guy who ran for president.
Go on and put your kids in the water. It's great.
Remember the guy that ran for president? That upset the travelling community.
Who was that again? Yeah.
He's the image of the guy from Jaws.
Can't remember his name.
It's like he transported from there. He wears the same white jacket and everything.
Asked on a visit to Wales yesterday if he'd made the comment, he said no. Adding the important thing to do, go to work, was to make sure that people want to get on with things.
I'd say the stuff he says behind closed doors that would... You know, it would shock you. I'd say he has quite out there opinions, but I don't know where these leaks are coming from.
Yeah.
Telly stars Anton Deck and Philip Schofield will lose €9 million after a villa resort went bust.
They didn't dodgy property deals.
Court has ruled the trio will not get any compo for the holiday home hell. So the Anton Deck were buying next door homes and they were holidaying in the complex when the bank pulled the plug. Philip Schofield also was buying one beside the lads. And it's in Portugal in the Algarve. And the developer just...
went bang.
Yeah, well, they I don't know what happened, but the deal didn't happen anyway and they've lost the money and they won't get compo.
Shocking.
That is shocking.
I wonder what happens. I'd say Portugal's a bit like Ireland. That builder just disappears into the night.
Yeah.
9 million squids.
Ooh. The actress who plays Patricia Carmichael in Line of Duty, Anna Maxwell Martin, admits that she frightens herself when she plays that character and that she's based the top bitch on the showbiz people she's worked with. She stole the show on Sunday night. With acid comments. She's too much. She's much like a panto villain, isn't she? That smile she does and everything.
Oh, yeah.
She's dead nasty, but they're the easiest to play, and I love it.
I've met people in real life that do that smile thing after they've delivered the line.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Wait till I get you.
Apparently, she uses her icy stare on children. She practices on children.
Oh, yeah, that'd work, yeah. No iPad for a week.
You'd have nightmares after that.
Okay.
Yeah, a sweet smile.
Channel 5 has stopped streaming an episode of their plastic surgery series about the facial flaws of the famous after a reality TV star who was featured on the show called it immoral. Last Thursday's episode of Celebrities, What Happened to Your Face, was removed after Charlotte Crosby, remember Charlotte? From Geordie?
Oh, yeah.
Whose appearance was analysed, criticised, and Channel 5 and Crackit Productions. What happened to being kind and being nice and all that stuff? So they've reacted and they've pulled the show. She's only 31. She was described as rubber lips by people.
You see.
So the show has dissected my plastic face with disgust. And they've caved.
And I got a splinter off the desk here this morning. I was cleaning the desk as I do every morning. And I got a splinter in my finger. Now, I remember...
If you work a high-risk job and you listen to this, are you listening to this?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry about
me. You have to climb up the top of... If you're
I wouldn't cry or anything.
If you're someone who has to clean... the windows on 20-story buildings. Have a listen to this.
No, listen. We this happened to me about a year and a half, 2 years ago. Yeah. I got a splinter. We asked the listeners what to do. They all gave me loads of suggestions. I got the splinter out and it was all fine. But can I remember
It took about a month, though, in fairness.
Can I remember any... No, it only took it like that later that day. And I think I put... like, I can't remember what I put on it, but like it worked brilliantly. And I thought, must remember this.
Was it vinegar or something? Or
I can't remember. This is the thing.
Hot water or... some nurse. I think a nurse called in.
There was loads of people. They said banana skins. There was lemon juice. There was vinegar. I can't remember what I used.
Here, show me there. I'll rub me banana skin off of there.
You're grand. Sometimes I feel like best offer I've had all day, though.
It's F104.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. It's 19 minutes past 7.
Yes, it is.
You got the love.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Big news in our show, of course, is that Crossy went on Claire Byrne Live last night to talk about people being, you know, shamed, videoing people and photographing people about rubbish. But then, you know, some people are saying, well, you're just there shaming people and we need more bins and we need more bags. And
yeah, so Crossy would be of the belief, and he's right, that, you know, going around videoing people having a drink in a park is kind of a bit extreme. Just leave them to it.
But
and most people would bring their rubbish with them, wouldn't they?
Well, yeah, yeah. You think. I think when people had a few drinks, you know, you forget. And
no, you don't.
It's not just an Irish thing.
If I left my rubbish behind, you'd give out to me.
The only thing is,
because you know, you're not. You don't.
Oh, I hate when I see people. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. I've pulled up in traffic before with people who throw cigarette butts out of their car.
Spitting and throwing rubbish out. I saw a fella outside of McDonald's the other day and he was throwing his rubbish out of his window onto the car park. Yeah.
I hate to say it. The only thing about Rossi on Claire Byrne Live last night was, do you remember the episode of Friends where Ross gets the tan? Crossy had been in the sun. Now, he does use sun cream.
He does not use sun cream. He doesn't.
I think maybe it's moisturiser he uses. Anyway. Now, he had a really nice light on. And my phone, he looked fine.
Yeah, me too.
But
Some of the retweets, he's redder than he was.
Will you do us a favour? Will you go to the RTD player, get a screen grab across you, and just make the image as red as you can? Put it online.
You won't have to do much further.
I think some people were doing that, because I was like, he wasn't that red. He was a bit red.
Now, he'd been out in the park. He'd been out, you know, celebrating in the sun. And he got a bit of colour.
So you went live to the nation.
It will go brown eventually.
Oh, yeah, well, maybe. And Claire was called, like, it wasn't. Now Thomas is in. It was just, she was calling him Crossy.
She was calling him Crossy, yeah.
So she could be listening now, seeing what the reaction was.
I'd say she's asleep now. Would she not go and have an after party and everything?
An after party?
Oh yeah, it's at the end of that show they all go out.
Well, we know what happens in the RT hotel lobby.
The hotel lobby.
They'll get pictures on top of each other.
Oh, it was good. It was good to see him on there.
It was, yeah.
He watches it, so he's a fan of that show.
I think he wants to be a park ranger at the weekends. Could we get him like a little whistle and a hat and a high-vis jacket and maybe a walkie-talkie for his hip? And he could be like the park ranger of people who are trying to have a few drinks because the pubs are closed.
I had no idea he was on there. If I'd have turned on the TV and seen Crossy, I would have thought there was something. I was like, what's in this tea? It's like Crossy on Claire Byrne Live. Well, what's he doing there?
Yeah. So there he was.
Has he been kidnapped?
He's in a room. And also, he just told us he couldn't see anybody. So when you're on those shows, you're just staring into a blank screen. You can't actually. It looked like he knew he was talking to, all right.
Yeah.
But you don't see. I didn't know that. Of course, he's a lot of experience in these things because he's a regular contributor to the Elaine show.
Yes, it's true. So
on Virgin Media One as well. So, you know,
he has the ring light and everything ready to go. We'll travel.
He doesn't look as red on Virgin Media One though. Maybe
I saw him this morning. He's not that red. He's grand.
Maybe it's RTE. They're doing this red color grading or something.
Yeah, maybe
that only applies to guests.
Yeah,
one, because Claire didn't look red. She looked grand.
Maybe everyone else is so pale, they have to push the colour up to make everyone look alive.
That's probably what it
and
is.
And then Pearl Crossy comes along looking natural.
Yeah.
And he looks a bit, you know, rosy.
Yeah. Anyway,
fair play to him.
It's on the player if you want a little look back.
It's a strawberry alarm clock at 7 o'clock. It's 7:36.
So imagine you're a shopkeeper in Enniskerry and you kind of rely on tourists because they want to come down and buy an ice cream. They might be going to Paris Court and that hasn't happened last summer and it looks like it's not going to maybe happen this summer.
Are the gardens not open, no?
I don't know, I don't want to speculate.
No.
But, like, there was kind of public gardens did return yesterday, some of them, sort of like, there was a place with a fairy house in it or whatever.
Well, let us know, are they back or not?
But anyway, nothing's going on. No one's really around to buy ice creams. Suddenly, a big feckin' Disney production comes to town, in the sleepy town of Enniskerry, and they say to all the shopkeepers, could we pay you guys off for the next few months to use all your shops?
Class.
And they're all like, yeah.
We're not using them right now.
So I spoke to someone who lives in Enniskerry yesterday and everyone is feckin' delighted because, you know, things have been so quiet and now they have 3 months. Might go on longer. They might need to do extra shoots.
So if I go to Enniskerry, I can't go and get a coffee or anything.
I think they have block booked some of the places.
Wow.
To use, yeah. Now I don't know if it's to use for staff. I don't know if they're already putting like an ice cream shop in a Disney movie. I don't know. Maybe they are. It's not animated.
Poppy's is my favorite coffee spot there.
Is it?
That's a nice place. Yeah.
well, Poppy's is full of princesses for the next while, and they've got a guaranteed little income down in Enniskerry.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I know that there's some people have gone to visit the set. I don't know if you can get how close you can get to it, but just to go and have a look, because they're building all sorts of bits and bobs. I don't know if it's a...
Well, it's a small little place, out Ireland. So if you know anything on the inside, send us a little WhatsApp.
So are they filming in the woods and stuff around there, are they? It's very beautiful.
It is. It's a gorgeous part, yeah. And it's so lush and there's so many isolated areas. And
very picture skew.
Yeah. Even so that drive into the hotel, as you look down to the left, it's a gorgeous big valley down below. It's a cracking place. And the waterfall.
So with all the crew be staying in all the different hotels around there, probably.
Well,
it's
a very posh hotel down there. I don't know if they're using that.
Is that the one that's part of the Paris Court place?
Yeah. It used to be the Ritz and now it's...
There's the Summerhill Hotel as well.
Right. You know Enniskerry very well,
Jim. I've been to a couple of weddings there.
Oh, have you? Right. Yeah. I thought you'd done two weddings, Jim.
Well, sometimes I do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
When you really have to, like.
Yeah. I used to. Anyway.
The only thing for Mickey Mouse is, like, you're going up that hill and you have to drop to second gear because the car won't make it. So that's the only drawback.
Is Mickey Mouse there himself?
I'd say they have Mickey Mouse traffic cones instead of the Garda ones, yeah.
Classic. Now, of course, as we mentioned on Friday, they're looking for cast members.
Yeah.
So if you want to be in it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're looking for all ages, all everything.
If you go to our Instagram, you'll just remind me of the whole story, and you just swipe up on it, it'll bring you to the whole story. And the amount of people on it tagging mates, because obviously everyone knows someone who's trying to be an actor.
Yeah.
Or is actually really an actor.
Oh, you could be an extra in it. Like, I mean, think about when Lord of the Rings went to New Zealand, the amount of people, locals who got in, and there were hobbits.
Think so. The princess gig is filled.
Yeah, the biggest roles are probably filled with the Hollywood
just
royalty.
Just in case you might know a princess who thinks, this could be my big break.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, I think though your woman has it.
Yeah, exactly. But still, you can still be in it.
It's very cool. It's very cool. So, as I said, if you do know anything, let us know. Any sneaky stuff you've seen. The main set though is in the RDS as well. I'm in there every day loading the skips into the lorry.
Yeah.
Are they normal skips now, or is that a film... cinematic term?
I don't know. Loading skips.
Are the skips like big buckets of gear?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
Red haired Amy was there Thursday doing a walk around at the complete set. Filming starts next week, I was told. Shh.
So red haired Amy could be listening right now.
Yeah, she could be.
Red haired Amy, I've always loved you. Ask anybody. I've always loved you, red haired Amy.
And once McDreamy shows up, I'm in.
Yeah.
To be young with jumping into the waterfall.
There's something for everyone, isn't there?
There really is.
So let us know if maybe you're working on the crew and you're told not to mention anything, but you can do it anonymous to us. So how are you? Yeah.
And Maya Rudolph from Bridesmaids has just been announced as the evil sister.
Maya Rudolph?
Yeah.
I love her as well.
I know. Sounds like you'd be staying over in Enniskerry.
Maya, I'm a big fan of yours.
They're just normal skips filled from timber and stuff from... Oh, right, yeah, okay. So like you won't get like a Mickey Mouse cut out.
I don't think Mickey Mouse has anything to do with this.
Yeah, I know. It's just Disney, you know.
We have enough Mickey Mouse outfits in this country.
Anyway, it's good news, you know. It's supposed to be talking about something positive.
It is.
And nothing to do with that.
There's a Disney movie being shot around the corner from
shopkeepers
all of us.
Getting 3 months worth of ice cream bulk bought.
Yeah.
Won't be able to get a flake in the place.
So fans of Scooby-Dooby Dooty are convinced that D.S. Carmichael dropped H. Clue with Morse code during the interview. No comment. Eagle-eyed Line of Duty viewers spotted DS Patricia Carmichael tapping her pen on the table four times during an excruciating interview. You're telling me.
I've been in meetings of people who do that.
Yeah, but are they doing Morse code?
I don't think so.
Get out of the building now, babe. So she was talking to Superintendent Joe Davison, and fans think there was a clue hidden in Morse code. Now, somebody's saying that next Sunday we will find out who H is, and this could be the end of it.
But in every other TV show, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, everything, they've always said, oh, this series is the last one. They haven't said that.
One fan said, whilst interviewing Davison, Carmichael taps her pen on the table four times.
What does that even mean, four taps of a Morse code?
That's H in Morse code.
Oh, yeah, but sure, it still tells you nothing, even if that's true.
Here is potentially those taps.
Why do T8 is a metal strongbox. The contents of TG8 are shown in image 47.
47.
What is shown in image 47?
No comment.
Image 47 shows item references TG11 and TG12, a laptop computer and desktop computer respectively. Forensic examination of these devices detected fingerprints matching Gail Vella.
Gail Vella.
So apparently she was tapping four times Morse code there, going
tap, tap, tap.
So that could be H, or it could be just she was tapping her pen.
It could be just
and
she was...
coincidentally, it's international, and only Crossy would know this, it's International Morse Code Day today.
I'd say sailors know that as well, to be fair to them.
Do you reckon they'd be raising their cup of tea towards the Morse code?
Maybe.
Billie Eilish starts TikTok account after teasing Happier Than Ever. She's recently went platinum blonde, which means all her fans have to change their hair now. And it turns out her hair is just the start of her new thing, the Happier Than Ever. She says that's her single. And on her social channels, even creating a whole TikTok account for the occasion.
When I'm away from you, I'm happier than ever.
You were singing that yesterday. Oh, I was off.
I think that might be a bit of a teaser or something as well.
What do you mean, like?
I can't say.
Do you think she's H?
No,
Billie
Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
I don't think she's H, no. But your woman was, Joe Davidson was on BBC yesterday. This is actually quite good. So she's been interviewed on, well, not a serious interview, but an interview about Line of Duty.
Oh, he's leaving for Football Focus, that fella.
Is Joe Davidson going to make it through to the series finale? Are you going to survive the last episode?
No comment.
How long has Marcus Thirlwell been dead for?
No comment.
Who do you think your real father is?
No comment.
What's under that concrete floor?
No comment.
Is Marcus Thirlwell actually dead?
No comment.
Is Hastings bent?
No comment.
I'm giving up. This is pointless. DCI Joe Davidson, thank you very much. Kelly.
Very good.
It's good.
So, could we start a false rumour on Twitter or Facebook or something like that and do a hashtag? Billie Eilish is H.
You could. We could try.
We could try. Imagine if that really took off.
Definitely try. And I didn't even know about this. Oscar viewers were left baffled over the live-action Pinocchio film. If you thought the Harrison Ford little thing was a bit strange, viewers were left puzzled after they discovered that a live-action adaptation of Pinocchio had been nominated, with the film's existence having seemed to escape. Why did he even do this?
I don't remember that.
No.
I've been thinking to make with my hands by myself a wooden puppet. Pinocchio, try say something.
Babbo.
I have a son. My son is born.
From one day to the next.
What do you mean from one day? From 1 minute to the next. Watch me, eh? And one and two. If you do like me, in 2 or 3 days, he'll be walking by your...
Pinocchio!
This sounds like a Don Mio ad.
It does, doesn't it?
When is your Don Mio day?
Stage Italian, yeah. Hey, where is that my son? They're gone.
It's 7:51 on FM 104. That's Dish Dirt.
Time for a little bit of Tony. Tony wants to go to a hotel and he has some very, very strange requests.
Can I help you?
Hello, I would like to make a reservation, please.
Okay, which date is it you wanted to book for?
22nd of August for 13 nights.
Is it a single or a double?
Double.
A double.
Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Of course, yeah.
Bonjour. She likes the disco.
Yeah.
She goes where the gang goes. She likes the disco.
She likes the disco.
She goes where the gang goes. Not tamangos.
She likes the disco.
Chopping up some tomatoes.
Hello? Hit me. Sorry.
Hello?
Hello, yeah. Sorry.
Hi
about
there.
That.
That's all right. Sorry, the hold music was keeping us occupied.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, did you say the 22nd of August for 13
nights? Yeah, that's it, yeah. Sorry, somebody just walked into my office. 1 second. What's going on? Did you hear the noise? Oh, you heard the noise go boom, bang. I better go and investigate it. See what's going on downstairs.
I heard something late at night. It gave me a scary fright. I hope it's not a burglar. I hope it's not a monster. I went down the stairs to see who was taking my tally. I'm gonna give them a bunch of fives. They'll be sorry they're alive. I'm gonna get that burglars. I'm gonna get those burglars. I'm gonna get those burglars. Got a hoodie stick, I stick it in his ear. I'm gonna get those burglars. I'm gonna get those burglars. I'm gonna get those burglars. I'll kick him in the face with a big hatchet. And he'd be all dead. Cause now you're allowed under the new law. You can kill someone in your house. If they've been trying to steal your stuff, you can kill them dead. Kill them dead. Kill them dead. Hello?
Hello?
Sorry about that.
So, 13 nights. Just seeing which rooms we've got available.
Ah, for God's sake, I'm on the phone. Hang on 1 second. Sorry about this. Bonjour. Bonjour. Je m'appelle Tony de Montcachard. A, E, C is the story of Monchien, who is now mortal. Capo. Dead. Monchien. A mortal. He doesn't back a wolf no more. He is gone to the cloud in the sky. Hello?
Hi there.
I'm on the phone booking a holiday. I'm in the middle of a call here. I'm talking to a fella in the hotel. It's not funny. What?
Put him on to me.
Hello?
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 I've been whiskers as my face.
I'm sorry?
I have been whiskers as my face like a cat.
So that's the quote for the room.
Okay, I'll ring you back because I'm very busy here.
Yeah, give us a call after 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Sweet.
I love you.
I love you too.
Bye.
Miss you already.
Bye.
This is the Pre-Alarm Clock on FM 104.
Dublin's hit music station. FM 104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click.
10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM 104's Instagram.
Ash likes to go swimming in the sea and works in her spare room. How are you, Ash?
Not too bad, are you?
Good, good. How is the spare room?
Ah, yeah, it's a lot better than being in my actual bedroom.
Yeah, that's... If you have to leap at work and sleep in the same place.
Oh, yeah, that was the situation last year, but I've upgraded this year, thank God.
Very nice. And do you have anything nice in the background for Zoom calls?
I have a spare bed. That's about the height of it.
Okay.
If you have to work in your bedroom, everyone, you should use the little... It kind of blurs your background.
Yeah, or you can do like the virtual background as well.
Virtual's good, alright, yeah.
Can you do the blur background on Zoom, can you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Pretty sure you can.
So your sister has a theory on line of duty. What's the theory?
Yeah, that it's your own Carmichael. There's apparently some word thing or letter thing that's out there about someone made a quote saying if you look past the race claim and if you do the letter... cross out with Carmichael's surname, the only letter that's left to take. Now, I didn't see this, so that could be total waffle, but allegedly that's the case.
And the other thing is that when they went to Spain, your man's eyes looked like Jimmy Nesbitt, so I see the guy in the flary shirt on the yacht.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Is he actually a copper?
Look past the race claim. You take those all away and all you're left was H.
Allegedly. Mm. I don't know now.
It's a good theory.
Does your sister work in investigative work?
She does not, no.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so how do you normally perform when you play?
The odd day that I play, I'm like, sometimes I get 10 and then the odd day I probably only get 1, so it could be complete or miss, not gonna lie.
Well, just depends. Just depends.
Yeah.
Good luck.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What city is known as the Big Apple?
New York.
Who is Beyonce married to?
Jay-Z.
How many zeros are there in 100,000?
Six. Oh, five.
What are the company Huggies famous for making?
Pampers or nappies.
True or false? Kanye West runners sold for an auction for 1.5 million yesterday.
True.
What French footballer scored a 2009 goal against Ireland with his hand?
Thierry Henry.
What film won Best Picture at the Oscars this year?
Oh, so?
Stuttgart is a city in what country?
Germany.
In which is further north, Balbriggan or Bettystown?
Bettystown.
And what car manufacturer makes the Clio?
The Clio, Renault.
Yo, Clio.
Record time, record time. Nicole, Papa. Jeez, actually flew through them.
You did. You did very well as well.
Do you know the one that let you down?
Go on.
Have you heard of Frances McDormand?
Ah.
Nomadland was the movie.
I knew it, and I second saw a load of Oscar stuff yesterday as well. Was Soul the best?
Soul got animation. Yeah.
Ah, damn it!
This
I'm raging.
Overall, best
I'm
picker.
Right.
Now, he says, now, if I had to go technical on it, and I have to accept first answers.
I was going to say 100,000. Was it going to say you're going to say?
Six, yeah, you gave me six. You said, and then you said, Huggies are
Pampers. Huggies. Yeah, it's like Hoover vacuum.
They're different companies.
Yeah, but Pampers are so synonymous with nappies. There are no other brand in some people's heads.
That's not my problem.
Who makes beans?
I'm here to do.
Who makes beans,
fella?
Who makes beans?
Heinz.
Yeah, and other people. You just did it exactly the same yourself.
No.
Other companies make beans. You could have said Bachelors.
Loads of people make beans. Anyway, look, calm down, Nobby. These are the rules. Yeah. I don't make them. In fact, I do.
I'm a man who'll fight for your honour, Ash.
Thanks very much. Well appreciated if I got there in the end.
Well, I'm just glad that you got one completely wrong because you gave me two. You gave me two.
Yeah,
that
we didn't have to fall out.
We're not falling out. We're not falling out.
No.
We'll call it seven.
I know.
I would have said nine. No. Well, are we doing a different quiz?
She gave me two different answers. I have to accept her first answer.
I can't believe Kanye read his own. Like his own. I know. They weren't just Yeezys, but
they're sold at Sotheby's.
His used runners, like.
Yeah, these they're ones he won wore at the Oscars. Size 12 and 1.5 million euro.
Right.
$1.7 million, and they sold to a collector who would buy.
I know people are. Yeah, yeah. Especially the ones that he's worn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ash, back to the spare room with you.
Thanks very much, lads. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thanks for playing.
Bye-bye.
F104's Instagram returns tomorrow. Did you get a 10? Jim will send you back a personalised emoji.
And, you know, first answers only, no matter how much Nobby likes them.
So strict.
There are no spoilers, but it leads us towards the final, thank God, line of duty Sunday.
Come on, thank God.
I'm telling you. Emperor's New Clothes, Scooby-Doo for kids.
Fans fear police thriller may not return as H is named in finale. No, they won't. No, they won't.
Hopefully they will name H, because you don't want to bounce into another season and another 2 years before you find out.
Did you notice the two bogeys towards the end who noticed the cameras were on in the prison corridor?
Yeah.
If Joe makes it, I'd be surprised.
Yeah. They were gorgeous, weren't they?
Oh, they were lovely ones, yeah.
That's how you tell their baddies. They're real.
It's like amazing hair.
They might as well have had a patch on their eye or something like that. Arr.
Imagine a prison officer not knowing the way around a prison. Like, it's like amazing hair.
So here's the final of the finale teaser promo, which is 30 seconds long and there's a lot going on in it.
All of these suspicious deaths were orchestrated by one officer in particular. H. The fourth man.
What's going on?
Air hose will secure the suspect.
Down!
Come on, police!
Line of Duty on BBC One and iPlayer.
And iPlayer.
And BBC One.
So there's a lot going on, a lot going on.
That is good, isn't it? How come
I thought you said...
What?
Make up your mind.
Oh no, the promo was good. It's the Emperor's New Clothes.
Go on, what were you about to say?
Line of Duty's in the nip. How come you can get all four in Ireland? You can watch all their programmes on the player.
Yeah.
But you can't get iPlayer.
Because all four is Channel 4, which is a commercial operation. And BBC is paid by the public of the United Kingdom.
That's all I needed to know.
Of which we're not in.
Thank you.
Thankfully.
Game of Thrones prequel has unveiled its first look at the cast and crew as production begins. The House of the Dragon is assembling. If you're into the Game of Thrones, you are going to be loving this. It's the news fans have been waiting for.
It's the Iron Anniversary trailer.
There's nothing in the world more powerful than a good story. Not armies. Not gold. Nothing can stop it. No enemy can defeat it. You're in the great game now. And the great game is terrifying.
Maya Rudolph, Yvette Nicole Brown and Jaima Mars join Enchanted, the sequel, Disenchanted, which is filming here in Ireland at the moment.
Literally about to kick off. They're building sets.
Maya Rudolph, who I love, and Amy Adams, who I also love, are all here and they're doing their thing.
Indina Menzel, Patrick Dempsey.
Dempsey,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'll sound like after my jaw drops when I set eyes at him. Patrick Dempsey will also potentially be here. So this is very cool. They've bought out Enniscarry for the next 4 months.
Nice one. And they're in the RDS as well, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Although the people, you know, the shopkeepers in Enniscarry probably appreciate it more than the car park in the RDS.
If you bump in to Maya Rudolph.
Tell her Jim Nugent.
Tell her Jim loves you.
Yeah. Not in a weird way.
No.
But in a weird way is Olivia Colman's story about how she really wanted to get with her husband.
And it's not funny to use the word stalker, but I sort of stalked him. Which I don't condone.
I know, though it does seem to have worked.
It did in our, yes,
yeah,
in our case.
And how
I do remind him every day he's a very lucky man.
Yeah. And how far did the stalking go?
Oh, well, it was 6 weeks I memorised his timetable. I took 3 hours to get dressed every day. I found out what music he liked and learnt the lyrics.
Wow.
I know.
That's commitment.
I know. More commitment than I've ever shown in any acting job.
Wow, she must have really liked him.
She must have, Jim. She must have.
Wow.
This Friday night, it's all going on BBC. If you like this time with Partridge, which was taking the absolute out of all those kind of...
It's the one show.
The one show. Yeah,
it's the one show.
Yeah. And he did come out your black and tans on UK TV this time last year for it. It's back Friday night at 9 o'clock.
The distance to the studio is exactly 80 metres. Most presenters cover it in 60 seconds. We do it in 40. Thanks, Rachel. Emerging from the dot on my right is...
Jenny Gresham, hello. And welcome to the show that covers the full spectrum of human life.
From aqua aerobics to abortion. From zebras to Zionism.
The show that promises to be all things...
To all men.
And all women.
And everything in between. Hi, Nathan, Jermaine, Shauna and Trent. It's that time.
What time?
Hi, time to say, if you've got time to give this time your time, then it's time to let this time spend time making your time a good time on this time.
Do you think Richard Mayley watches it and sees it?
Hopefully.
Or is he just going, no, I don't, it's not, no. Not like me. What are you talking about?
That's just there for now on F104.
So I tell you what's levitating. Enniscarry's levitating. It's gone from being a sleepy village waiting to reopen to Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Hollywood's come calling.
And not the Wicklow kind.
Yeah.
The Hollywood kind.
So Disney have landed in Enniscarry and the RDS and they're filming Disenchanted, the follow-up to Enchanted. And we can go speak to now Peter from Poppy's Cafe in Enniscarry. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Good. When did you realise Disney were coming to town?
Well, the location people came out sometime in January, end of January, whatever, and decided that this was the place they wanted. And, yeah, that was kind of it. And so I suppose the last 3 weeks in earnest, they've been... The place is full of carpenters and electricians and such building sets.
So in a place that, you know, does rely on a lot of tourists during the summer, and just even Irish people coming down for a summer, you kind of think, so you guys want to block book our businesses for 3 months. It must have been a pretty good day at the office.
Yeah, I mean... It'll certainly put us on the map again. You know, I know that when they filmed Leap Year, we got a lot of business after the movie was released. So hopefully it'll be the same thing. I'd say once the sets are built and stuff like that, we're going to be a major tourist attraction as such in the summertime.
And people have already started coming down to Enniscarry to have a look at the sets, haven't they?
Yeah, no, they have. And I mean, saying that once the restrictions have been lifted from, you know, because, you know, Enniscarry is kind of 5 kilometers from everywhere.
Yeah.
So once they've you know, let people come out, as you know, we've been kind of busy at the weekends now anyway, because I think people are just sick of being in their own 5 kilometers or whatever. So it's great. The weekends are brilliant.
Now, have you seen leap year? Because Jim, you've pointed out that they drive from Wales to Ireland.
Yeah,
without the sea.
Leap year is a cult following, so people like to visit it on the anniversary of it, and you know, they like to go and visit the set.
Well, there's a bench at the town clock, whatever, and if the amount of Americans that do sit in that bench or whatever and take a picture for their leap year moment, so it's great.
And so what will this mean to Poppies? Does this mean that you will personally be delivering Amy Adams her coffee and her sustrels?
Well, I hope so. I doubt it, whatever, now, to be honest, which we don't know when they're arriving or anything like that now. You know, Disney are being very tight-lipped as to when the celebs are arriving, but right now it's mainly production people and carpenters we're dealing with.
Right.
And are they using any of the places just like for supplies as opposed to sets?
I mean, the builders are all eating in, you know, if we're awash with cafes here in Enniscarry, and they're all eating, you know, they all drink. He doesn't drink a lot because they're working 6 days a week at the moment to get it all done.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What? I mean,
it's like a dream. This is really like a fairy tale come true for Enniscarry.
Oh, no, without a shadow of a doubt, it really, really is. You know, and the council has been very proactive with helping them with regards to, you know, getting, you know, planning permission for the road closures to get the, you know, the big cherry pickers in, the big equipment in and stuff like that. So it's short-term pain for long-term gain without a shadow of a doubt.
And is there any one part, like the location director or whatever, does anyone know how this happened? Was it someone who'd used, obviously they'd used it before in other films, but like, is there any Irish person that we can thank for this, or how do we know?
No, I think the location director is the guy who did Lord of the Rings, so it's, you know, he ain't Irish now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I've met him once, but, you know, that's it. But it's, I mean, this is huge.
So,
I mean,
Well, there would have been Irish location managers who would have spoken to, and they said, oh, I've got the perfect spot for you. So whoever they are, they're the ones to be thanked.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or maybe like Steven Spielberg had to put in the word, or I don't know. Like he shot Saving Private Ryan, some of it in Wicklow.
Yeah. And Star Wars. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
This is great.
So it's not the first time a film has come to Wicklow, because there's...
No.
You know,
I mean, we're very close to Ardmore Studios, so that probably helps, I've no doubt. And as I say, it's not our first rodeo here in Enniscarry. Because I think the last one, big one, was probably Royally Ever After. That was for, I think, the Hallmark Channel or whatever. But
Braveheart, of course.
Yeah.
So will you change it to Poppy's, to Princess's Cafe or anything in time, or will you leave it at Poppy's?
No, we'll probably leave it at nearly 40 years, so, you know.
You're not going to change it now?
If it ain't broke, don't fix
it.
Well,
before we had you on, Peter, and I was saying that Poppy's is my favourite spot in Enniscarry. So.
You did, unprompted.
Yeah. Oh, super. Great to hear.
Right, well, look, we'll let you get back at it. You've got some VIPs to probably serve there, so thank you.
It's mainly mums looking to see my dreamy.
Yeah, well, whenever he's due, you probably,
Well, did we hear rumours?
Yeah,
then?
I think there'll be a lot of kids dragged up to see the set of it, you know, regardless of whatever, of anything, just so the mums might see my dreamy, that's for sure.
Well, they're looking for extras as well, so, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, no, they are. They're looking for extras and they're looking for dancers as well. So I think somewhere online, as if they're looking for us. But yeah,
cool.
Beyond my pay grade, as they say.
Well, look, we hope you're out the door for the next 20 years on the back of this.
Super. Listen, thanks a million.
Fair play.
Welcome. Good
bye.
Luck. Thanks for talking to
bye,
us.
Bye.
Poppies, remember it.
McDreamy's coming to town. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7 to 4. It's 9:23. Somebody is WhatsApped us and said Nessa's going golfing today.
Oh, Nessa!
Nessa is going golfing. So if you
Nessa de Mesa.
You would have heard it last week. We did a prank call on the wonderful Nessa. She's going to Beaverstown Golf Club. Yeah, I booked the 27th. I'm going to play golf there. And of course, it was all a big joke. Of course, she was always going to play golf there. Today is the day she finally gets back out
there. Yes. And thank you to all the golf clubs around Ireland who've shared that call. You'll get it back on the podcast and the website and all the rest if you didn't miss it. I mean, if we do this ourselves, it's a bloody good one. But if you are trying to, like, walking up to golf clubs now and asking, is there any, like, you kind of had to do it a while ago.
Yeah.
Did you not try the website? Ah, no, sure, everyone will be trying the website. I don't think they're doing walk-ups. This has been like 5 months of pent up, I can't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even the members only, unless you've booked it
book
in.
Book it in, yeah.
So in fairness, Vanessa, she was clever. She booked the day off and she'd slotted in ages ago.
I'm going. So she's going to get a round of applause when she arrives there too.
Ah.
I got, people have told me that they've been sent it. One person got sent it from someone in Barbados. So that's how much that call has been bouncing around. So if you shared it, thanks a mil.
People messaged me on Saturday. We're only hearing it on the best of the Strawberry. That's here 9 to midday on Saturday mornings. They hadn't heard it there.
If you want the golf prank, we can send it to you. Just WhatsApp us, give that, and I will bounce it back to you and you can share it with your mates.
It'd be deadly if, like, in the captain's space today, if they've put a page over it and just change it to an SR or something.
That would be so cool if that happens.
Just for one day only.
Somebody else said, actually was included on a podcast, a business podcast used to cheer people up at the beginning of their podcast. Yeah. And they said that you got a message from, let me just see where it says now. It says, yeah, I got an email from a well-known Irish businessman who said that their daughter thought he was having a heart attack in the garden on Saturday morning because of the laughing at the golf prank on the podcast. So, if you didn't hear it or you'd like to share it with somebody, let us know. There's a lot of you coming in now. I'll bounce it back to all of you. And you can
who was it?
Now share the love.
Was it Michael O'Leary? Who was listening? A well-known Irish business.
Yeah.
Who was listening to our call? Go and have a look, or we'll send it back. It's worth it. Good luck today, Nessa. We hope you do well.
Four. FM 104.
So come on, the economy is about to take off. Apparently, they're saying it'll grow even more this year than last year, and last year grew. We were one of the only places in the developing world that had growth in our economy. There's more jobs on the way. There's loads coming. So if you're going for a job interview, the tips that you need to know.
Well, this is only one.
This is the judging thing.
Yeah, you know, if you have any other ones, like, you know, if there's something that somebody would do in an interview, do they really judge your shape? If they shook your hand too hard or something like that.
That's gone.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's, you know, thank
best
God.
Best of luck to that.
So there's a tech boss and his name is Trent. And
oh God, he sounds like an awful...
Why?
Rhymes an ick. Trent.
This is his name. How can you judge somebody just based on their
name?
Well,
if he's judging everyone else, I'm judging him by his name.
All right. Well, he has a little test, right?
Trent.
He's the managing director of Xero Australia. X-E-R-O. Presume it's pronounced Xero.
Oh, and even worse. He works for a company that no one knows how to pronounce.
And he...
Hi, I'm Trent.
So here's what he does. So he's speaking in his business podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm heading towards your way of thinking. So I'm always taking you down for a walk to our kitchens, and somehow you always end up walking away from the kitchens with a drink, right? So they'll say, would you like a drink of coffee there, Nobby?
Grand,
you're on your way to be interviewed, right?
Yeah.
Get the drink, there's the kitchens.
It's very nice in here, Jim.
Yeah.
But ask me to want coffee, right?
And we take the drink back, then they have the interview, and the thing he's looking for is...
Do you slurp?
No. See, let's see if you can guess what this is. So
do you
this is part of it. This is a test he does. If you don't pass this test, doesn't matter how good your interview is, you don't get hired. Blacklisted straight away.
Do they deliberately make the coffee horrible and they ask you, is it okay? And you say, it's nice. And then you'll be, yeah, no, it's fine.
No.
Fine.
No,
yes, person.
They don't do that.
It's nothing to do with coasters?
No.
It
says you can develop skills, you can gain knowledge and experience, but it really does come down to attitude.
Do you drink the coffee?
They can drink the coffee, yeah, obviously. Well, if somebody gives you a drink.
Well, I was going to say, are you too comfortable if you're in an interview situation, you know, mailing into the coffee, whereas you really should be kind of selling yourself?
I have to say, I think it's a bit unfair because when you're in an interview situation, you're so busy thinking about what you're saying.
Yeah.
That you might forget.
Yeah.
Your etiquette.
To bring the mug with you.
Bring it back to the kitchen.
Yes.
If you don't even offer to bring it back to the kitchen. That's just polite to offer.
The amount of meetings I've had here over the years that people will bring it, they'll walk out towards the door. They have it with them.
Yes.
And they go, and I'll take that for you, it's grand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Once you offer to bring it back to the kitchens, because they're very clean kitchens, they're famous for it in this
that's
company.
That's clever.
If you offer to bring it back or bring it back, that goes in your favour. If you don't, this guy blacklists you. And he says, like, this is just a great little tip. To weed out.
Sorry, Trent, I'm back in.
The selfish people from the cool people.
Sorry about sagging your name. You didn't even choose it yourself anyway. And look, I'm sure it's a great company that no one can pronounce that you work for.
Your name's Nobby.
No, not my birth cert is not.
Yeah, but you're known as Nobby.
Trent.
He would have judged you on that if you read it out. This fella in Ireland called Nobby.
Yeah, but you see, that would also be a good icebreaker. Why are you called Nobby? Well, he used to do this radio show with a guy called Jim. And, oh, really? Well, that must have been a fun
job,
was it?
What happened?
Well.
Just one day. Shouldn't
one
get
day
in.
They turned my email address
the
off.
The email address is all turned off and the swiper
back.
Didn't work.
By the way, if anyone's emailing me at the moment, I haven't been fired. Well, as of 20...
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of, but they probably wait till the show is over. My email is just bouncing back like when you've left the company.
Yes, it says that Nobby's email at the moment says this email does not exist. So either he's been fired or it's an error. So
you'll have to wait till tomorrow to know, and I'll probably find out at 10 o'clock. Either way, what a fun
my
game.
My email's working all right.
I might give Trent a shout.
I'll bring my cup back, Trent.
I'll bring my cup back. I'll collect everyone's cups as long as you pay me. So, Jim, you may have missed this yesterday. Elon Musk is going to be the presenter on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, I never know whether Elon's messing or not.
No, he is.
That's unusual, isn't it? Because they don't normally have like a business person. It's normally...
That's true.
Well, an actor or a comedian or singer.
He's so much more than a business person these days. I suppose everyone knows. The dogs on the street know who he is. But
I saw him saying, let's see how live it really is. And a picture of a devil.
Yeah. He's also been talking about going to Mars.
Yeah.
And he's talking about SpaceX and how they'll be able to send people to Mars in just over 4 years' time. But it comes at a risk.
You can't come back, can you? You go off.
Well, they're working on that. But even on the way, it's pretty risky. So he said you have to be a volunteer for this and know what the worst outcome could be.
It's been now almost half a century since humans were last on the moon. It's too long. We need to get back there and have a permanent base on the moon. I think a big permanently occupied base on the moon. And then build a city on Mars and become a spacefaring, you know, like a spacefaring civilization, a multi-planet species. We don't want to be one of those single planet species. We want to be a multi-planet species.
He's basically said that some people who will be the first people, some of them will die. But can you imagine in I don't know, 100 years, 200 years, his voice was still like...
Oh yeah, he's visionary, all right. The stuff he's doing for science at the moment, like they already did, a monkey was able to have a chip put in their brain and he was able to complete a puzzle using just his brain.
Yeah.
That's the technology he's trying to develop, and they're using it first for people who can't walk or can't use their limbs or can't do certain things, that they're able to put a chip in that will override the brain and make sure they can walk again. So if this stuff works...
Yes. He's not just about really quick cars. He's also said you might die, you might probably won't have good food. It's a dangerous journey where you may not come back alive, but it'll be a glorious adventure.
Yeah. Well, it will be.
Well, especially if you make it back. But on Reel in the Ears, only the other night, they were landing that thing on Mars and they were all, woo!
Yeah.
And that was all right. Obviously, it's not a human. But anyway. Also, while you may have been having a kip, Justin Bieber has been doing a gig in jail.
Now, he's not in jail. He's just performing for prisoners.
Yeah.
And he's singing a song about being lonely to prisoners. Read the room there, Justin.
No one's listening, and that's just fucking lonely.
He just...
I'm so lonely. Possibly.
Arr.
Shiny.
It's like amazing here.
So that's a thing. And I know people love this show. Did you watch Dexter?
Dexter? No, I didn't, no.
It's obviously better.
I saw one or two of them, but I never
He's good and he's bad, isn't he?
Anyone I know who was into it was absolutely, into it. Yeah.
Well, it's making a comeback.
He used to kill murderers. That's what it was.
Yeah, he was a serial killer for bad people.
A serial killer of murderers, yeah.
This is a teaser of what fans can expect from the upcoming series and the return to the world of the murderous character.
There really is nothing like getting back to nature. My nature.
It's a 10-episoder. No talk about Morse code. No boss. Cheers, boss. Cheers, Gov.
So, look, Line of Duty, right? So all the fans, everyone is... I saw somebody yesterday saying, what's the name of the girl who plays...
Carmichael?
No.
Joe Davidson?
No.
Kate?
Kate. What's the name of the girl who plays Kate?
Vicky McClure.
Vicky McClure. They're saying, Line of Duty was incredible last night. Vicky McClure, one of the most amazing actresses of her generation. And I was just thinking...
But that's only someone on Twitter who's looking for a reply.
No, it was like a TV critic. And it was like, really? And like, she's good, yeah. Like, it's grand. But like, really? Yeah.
in this scene.
She says his boss looks worried.
Sunday. Crossy thought she was rallying that MX5 around until I told her. Pretty sure that was a stunt woman, Crossy.
Yeah, and the
and Vicky McClure yesterday tweeted this thing. So the car, the MX5 was sitting on two little wheels in a studio with a green screen.
It was so fake.
Where the wheels can turn.
It was so fake.
But in this scene, did Carmichael tap her pen four times just out of boredom? Or is she saying Morse code for H?
T8 is a metal strongbox. Contents of TG8 are shown in image 47.
What is shown in image 47?
No comment.
Image 47 shows item references TG11 and TG12, a laptop computer and desktop computer respectively.
TG car.
A forensic examination of these devices detected fingerprints matching Gail Vella.
So, it can't, like, it's too obvious to be Carmichael. She's such a panto villain. Like,
yeah.
And people are saying, because he keeps saying the fourth man, that it has to be a woman.
A lot of people are WhatsApping that this morning as well.
Right.
How come he hasn't rhymed Gail Vella with Vella yet? Maybe that'll be on Sunday. It's F104.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.